Charlotte pianist Chad Lawson is best known for his jazz album, Dear Dorothy, The Oz Sessions, which was featured in television shows, movies, and commercials. More recently, he's been releasing classical recordings. Tonight, he'll be performing the holiday music of Vince Guaraldi in Charlotte, and he joins us now. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
So is it fair to call the music that you've put out on your albums recently classical, or is there a better way to define it?
You know, that's a really difficult nut to crack. It's quite the quandary. Some people want to label it New Age, which I'm not really keen on because I just don't really think that this is kind of a New Age style. Neoclassical is something that I've been kind of leaning towards, and I've also been trying to coin the phrase alternative classical.
Well, could we hear an example of maybe that alternative classical or neoclassical style?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. This song is called Nocturne in A Minor.
So, Chad, as a musician who has produced many of your recordings independently, I assume that the internet is a very important vehicle for you. How do you use that to your advantage?
It's a game changer. It is. Companies like Pandora, iTunes Radio, and Spotify, there are two sides of this coin. I know some musicians that aren't really crazy about such companies as Spotify and such, but really what it's doing is it's providing an outlet for independent artists, whereas with a lot of the major record labels and companies, they really kind of have a really large hand on the industry. And so I think what we're seeing now is a huge advantage for musicians that, have never been heard of, that if you have tenacity and if you have music that you really think people should hear, then you have an opportunity.
I've talked to a lot of musicians who have said that they've always felt some sort of pressure, especially instrumentalists, that they had to go to New York to take that next step. Do you ever feel that pressure being someone who lives in Charlotte?
Well, actually, it's funny you bring that up. I actually lived in New York for just about 5 years. So I lived here in Charlotte, and that's when I had the jazz trio. And then I decided pretty much, Kevin, what you just said, which was, okay, I need to go and make a change of scenery. And so I went up there with the whole purpose of, not specifically to do jazz, but I went up to study with somebody. And then, honestly, I just found my way into a couple of bands. I became a studio musician at Sony while I was there. So some things really happened. But what I have found since we have, my wife and I, we have moved back to Charlotte, is that I'm actually able to get more things done here than when I was in New York. I miss New York dearly. I really do, because there's a sense of urgency. There's a sense of if you're there, you're there for a reason, and you're really dogmatic about it. But New York can really, it can eat you alive if you let it. And so we had to leave just to breathe for a little while.
Well, tonight you're performing the music of Vince Guaraldi. Most people know Guaraldi as the man behind the music of the Peanuts and Charlie Brown, but he was a whole lot more than that, wasn't he?
He really was. And it's. I guess in a roundabout way, it was a blessing and a curse for him, because he got launched into this huge spotlight. But I kind of wonder if sometimes if he would go to bed at night and be like, have they heard my other songs? he didn't tour. And for a lot of musicians, I think a lot of musicians would relish the idea of having mass appeal without having to be gone from their daily routine every day. So I think for him, it was a wonderful spot to be in.
Well, Chad Lawson, thank you for joining us this morning. We would love it if you could take us out with a song by Vince Guaraldi that we might be hearing tonight.
You bet.
Charlotte composer and pianist Chad Lawson. His latest album is called The Space Between. He also has a Christmas album out called Solo Piano Christmas. He'll be performing tonight with four other pianists playing the music of Vince Guaraldi and other holiday favorites at the Booth Playhouse at 6:30. This is 90.7 WFAE News.